we say namaste to greet the people. So this is the first word that, you know, I'm teaching you Nepali word, namaste. Yeah. Actually, you know, this it is my great honor and privilege to be here with you. I'm so glad to be here with you and share my personal testimony from rejection to hope, from isolation to integration. Thank you, Pastor Jeff, for inviting me here and giving me opportunity to share my experience to all the brothers and sisters here in Vision Christian Church. And I also would like to give thanks to Dennis, who has brought me here. It is not easy to come here. He has guided me, right, and has taken me here. Thank you so much. And also, in this time, I would like to remember the entire family of Leprosy Mission Australia for their kind invitation to come to Australia. Imagine a life that is languished to the margin of the road and is doomed to look at the rest of the world, moving to kiss its destination. Imagine the chill of winter, where people are housed in cozy rooms, while a child shivers at the ends of the world and freezes like a stone. Imagine heavy summer rains and hold of those lucky folks who have the privilege of sheltering underneath their strong roofs, while there is a child in the farthest corner of the world who has no entry into his own household and is left to be shocked and carried away by rainwater. Imagine a nestling with weak wings left at the center of a clearing which is now surrounding by flames of fire. Imagine a festival when relatives have gathered to enjoy from far and wide, and there is a hungry child who sits at a distance and watches the show with hungry, silent eyes filled with tears. Please do not cry for the child. Rather pray for him. He is one of your kind. He is a child of the Lord Jesus, and of course he is around you all. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, I was that child long ago. Thanks to Jesus, it is past tense now, but the memory is present and has become a part of my story. Before sharing my personal testimony to all of you, I would like to say something from the Bible, which was read by Jeff. That touched my heart. That's why here also I would like to read, or I would like to share from that verse. This message is very much relevant to me and my life story. I have in the presence of Jesus from my 12 years old age, when I suffered leprosy. And just 2 years before, I came to know how I need to say Jesus. Jesus, if you will, you can heal me. This challenge I had while my dear brother, Sheldon Rankin, country director of the Leprosy Mission Australia, was speaking in a meeting in Nepal. He was here in Nepal. The very moment I experienced his healing in my life, this was the will of Jesus for every person affected by leprosy. And this healing is essential to all my brothers and sisters. Without Jesus, there is no healing and no life transformed. Leprosy Mission Australia is working in holistic approach from people affected by leprosy like me. I am a witness here today because of your generous heart. Today, thousands of people affected by leprosy like me have got hope and life in Jesus. And I would like to give thank you to all the Australian people, to all of you, for your generous support to Leprosy Mission Nepal and the people affected by leprosy like me. And now I would like to share about my personal life, how I suffered or how I was diagnosed with leprosy. And I would also like to share how I came to faith. When I was 10 years old, very young, small boy, at that time some visible symptoms were seen on my body. I was born in a remote village and in a very poor family in Nepal. Whenever I remove my remotest memory, I recall myself herding cattle, carrying fodder for them, cleaning the cow shed, compromising with food and clothes. When I was 10 years old, at the time, some visible symptoms, signs and symptoms were seen on my body. My health condition worsened day by day. And there was not hospital in my village. So, my parents decided me to take me to the witch doctor instead of taking me to the medical doctor. So my parents took me to the witch doctor, but the witch doctor could not improve my situation. At the time, a relative of mine somehow convinced my parents there was nothing to lose if I was taken to the medical doctor at least once. Accordingly, my parents agreed to seek a physician, and after wandering from place to place, we finally reached to Kathmandu in the city hospital. My condition went undiagnosed until a senior physician at teaching hospital in Kathmandu suspected it to be leprosy, and he advised me to visit Anandaban Leprosy Hospital, that is in Kathmandu. We followed the advice and went to the hospital, and there I was diagnosed with leprosy at the age of 12 years old. When I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with leprosy. Life has never been the same since that moment. I was still too young to understand the implications of the diagnosis, but the expressions on the faces of my parents were clear enough to suggest me that I was doomed for life. I knew for sure that there was not something drastically wrong with my health. My parents left me at the hospital for further treatment and went back home. I stayed in the hospital at the first time 3 months. When I first returned home after the hospital stay, I found a sea of relatives that shaped my dreams earlier had changed into a desert of strangers. No one was willing to come close to me. No one would extend a hand to hold me. My very own people, community and neighborhood excluded me and remained isolated. I stared from a distance and kept me at bay as though I was an outcast in the midst of my own people, own community. At that time I wept bitterly, and nothing would console me. For a child, the pain of being deprived of a mother's touch and father's stroke is next to death. My siblings were out of my reach, and my life had turned into a series of sleepless nights and restless days. I wished it would end soon and free me from the state of misery. I had to frequently visit Anandaban Leprosy Hospital to keep a track of my progress. I was repeatedly admitted at the hospital due to ENL reaction. I was suffered from the reaction case, which was intolerable. On every visit, I was admitted for investigation, and I passed weeks there before returning home again. During those intermittent stays at the hospital, I received lots of love and encouragement from the staff of Anandaban Leprosy Hospital, and slowly I could see the rays of hope enter my life. I had continued to MDT course from 1989 to 1995. The whole 6 years I took medicine of leprosy. And those 6 years became like 60 years for me, because I suffered from reaction case, and each minute, each moment, and each hour, I used to cry. It was too painful, you know. And it's very intolerable. Painful was there. And it was just like cutting the flesh with a blade. We can imagine how painful it is if we cut our flesh with a blade or knife. How painful. I just went the whole 6 years. Night, morning, day, every time I used to suffer like that. During this period, my neighbors and those in my community had come to know of my medical condition, which was the beginning of my stigmatized life. After I returned back to home, then many villagers, my community people, they knew that I suffered from leprosy. Then after that, I was stigmatized. Everywhere I went to join a group, I was outrightly rejected. I was isolated even by my closest relatives and friends. Social gatherings and functions were not for me, as I was ostracized. Feasts and parties, which I always looked forward to, became no entry zones for me. All I did was languish at home, weep my heart out, and curse my fate. The hospital was the single ray of hope for me, though a faint one. One of the worst blows that I received was losing out on my school days. Despite being assured by the hospital that I could continue my schooling, the teachers and my peers were equally scared of me. No one wanted to exchange a word with me, and I became a subject of derision. The question of reading, writing, and learning was pushed to the fringes of my life, and I started to feel that I should end my life. My life took a big turn one day when Dr. Wim at Anandaban Leprosy Hospital recommended me to St. Xavier Social Service Center, an orphanage, for my education. I was obliged to accept the offer and stay there as an orphan, though my parents were alive in the countryside, lived far away from me. I completed my higher studies with the support of that orphanage and joined a school as a primary teacher, which helped me to live in Kathmandu and pursue my further studies. My association with St. Xavier Social Service Center instilled in me the desire to make a difference in my life. I had failed to find an answer to the question, dear, why was I treated as an outcast? Though I was not responsible for contracting the disease, what I am today is due to the amazing grace of my Lord. I thank Him for transforming and giving me a new life, the life that is full of dignity, peace, harmony, and blessing. As life progressed, one day my father informed me that it was time for me to get married in Nepal. At that time, there was the early marriage system. So my father told me that it was your time to get married. I was told that he had found a suitable girl for me from a distant village. He didn't find a girl from the same community, same village, thinking that no one would give their daughter to me due to this stigma. My father was quite clever. He went far away village and found a girl for me, and I married. No sooner had she learned the grim facts about me, there was change in her attitude. And eventually I was compelled to sign the divorce paper. That was probably the worst moment in my life, and at the time, I felt like committing suicide myself. Because of the leprosy, I was compelled to sign in the divorce paper. I loved her too much. There was not any weakness from my side. Only the weakness was I suffered from the leprosy, from the disease. But it was, though the time was very, very difficult at the time, I did not lose hope. I controlled myself. Life was in no way smoother at the time. My higher education was disrupted as I was pulled into existential problems that appeared one after the another. By the grace of Lord, after some time, I found a teacher's job again and resumed my studies. In the meantime, I found my soulmate with whom I shared my past, and she accepted me as her partner in life. This is very good news. We are now a happily married couple with 19-year-old son who is pursuing his higher studies in Sydney in Australia. He is here. And a 15-year-old daughter pursuing her secondary education in the same school where I have been the principal in Kathmandu. Now I would like to share you how I came to faith. I am 41 years old, I am a young Christian. In 2015, I was invited to participate in a meeting called the Annual Country Learning of the Leprosy Mission Nepal. I was invited there because I was the president of IDEA Nepal. IDEA is an organization of people affected by leprosy. It is not only in Nepal, it has its networks more than 30 countries in the world. So we have 1,200 members there, people affected by leprosy. So we have our own organization, and I'm the president of that organization till now also. So at the time, I enjoyed the devotional session led by, again, Mr. Seldon Ranking was there. He was there. He also took part. And he led that devotional session and learned about the love of Jesus to the people affected by leprosy. He shared at the time. Before that, I did not know him. It was first time that I knew Seldon Ranking. And I was there sitting on the first chair, and he was leading the session, and he was sharing the love of Jesus, especially to the people affected by leprosy. At that time, I was not mentally prepared that I would believe Lord Jesus. Nothing was there in my mind. I was only there to attend the meeting. My dear brothers and sisters, how God worked in our life, I surprised. At that time, while he was sharing the devotional session, in the devotional session, at that time, in the main time, I wanted to raise up my hand up like this. Yes, I want to believe in Jesus. Yes, I want to believe in Christ. That something, you know, that touched my heart. And I had that feeling, but it was very difficult for me to control my hand and put my hand down. Oh yeah, thinking that it was not the church, I should control, and later on I can share that feeling. So immediately after the session, after Sheldon Rankin finished his sharing, I shared what I felt to the nearby my friend. His name is Ashok, and he is the chairman of Leprosy Mission Nepal. And another surprising thing is that, actually I knew Mr. Ashok since 10 years before as a Christian, but I did not know him as a pastor. So I went to share my feelings with the pastor, and immediately at that time, Pastor Ashok invited me to his church. Okay, Brother Amar, this is my phone number. Next week you come to my church. So next Saturday in Nepal, like here on Sunday, we have a service on Saturday, because Saturday is our holiday. So I went to the church and I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. And here he also baptized me and enrolled me for leadership training. Since then, life has been quite different in my life. I have been living more for others than for myself. The Lord has been kind enough to keep my family going well, so that I can be an example of how God's love can transform the most helpless person and give new life to people like me. I have traveled to almost all the nooks and crannies of my country and also to many parts of the world. The people I have met during those travels, especially those affected by leprosy, have made me realize that compassion is the biggest binding cord in the world and severest remedy to any ailment on earth. Medicine might cure the blood on the skin. Only love and compassion can heal our hearts. And heart, everyone on earth understand the language of love and compassion. I am very glad and I am very blessed to inform you that at present I am the principal of a school. I am not only principal, I am a founder principal of a school in Kathmandu, and have been elected the president of IDEA Nepal. Currently, I am also serving as a board member of the Leprosy Mission International. I am also a member on the advisory panel of people affected by leprosy in ILEP. ILEP is an umbrella organization, those who work in the field of leprosy around the globe. I am also the advisor of that organization. Thanks, Lord. Praise the Lord. I never thought a person who once rejected from the community, a person once who rejected, isolated from his own community, would hold such kind of very important post. It has happened due to the amazing grace of Lord Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, today, those villagers, friends, teachers, who had once rejected me in the community, regard me as a reputed and dignified person in the same community. And I am honored and welcome to everyone's home and every special event like feast and festival, I am proud to pose myself as an example of faith. If you trust the Almighty, the Lord Jesus, and continue to work, your day will come. As an insider, I know what it feels like when you have leprosy and the stigma associated with it. I shall, throughout my life, work to restore the dignity of people affected by leprosy. I strongly believe that we are equal stakeholders in our communities, and we do have right to live a dignified life as any other citizen. This is an inevitable fact that I caught leprosy and underwent indescribable suffering. But dear brothers and sisters, I take it differently. Thanks to Lord, it was His invitation to me to His kingdom. Perhaps had I not suffered from the disease, I wouldn't have enjoyed the love of Christ. Thus, I pray that may all the friends affected by leprosy around the globe like me feel the love of Jesus and enjoy a new and regenerated life. I am happy today and want to see my brothers and sisters affected, especially affected by leprosy, to be as happy as I am. As a person coming from the developing country like Nepal, I have an appeal to make, and that is regarding a need for an integral approach in fighting poverty and in transforming the lives of people affected by leprosy. And I am sure the only one and only tool to bring this change is through economic empowerment of those affected. We need to find an economic alternative for them so that they no longer depend on anyone, but save their own present and future. In short, we need to restore their lost dignity, replant their lost smiles back on their lips, and paint their lives with love, light, and happiness. I imagine a world free of leprosy, free of stigma, free of derision, and free of hatred. I imagine the world where every hand can touch every other hand, every heart disciples the songs of the other heart, and every individual unites in the Lord who sacrificed his life for the liberation of humanity. Thank you so much, my dear brothers and sisters, for giving me this wonderful time to share my experience. This is all about me. And now I would like to share you, through the PowerPoint presentation, there are some photographs, the leprosy Mission Nepal has been, of course, getting the support from Leprosy Mission Australia. So, how the Leprosy Mission Nepal has been working in Nepal, I want to share you. The Leprosy Mission Nepal, we can see the logo of the Leprosy Mission Nepal. Our vision, leprosy defeated, life transformed. You can see the claw hands of the lady, women there. Our mission, following Jesus Christ, the leprosy mission strives to overcome the physical, social, and psychological effects of leprosy, empowering those affected to attain healing, dignity, and life in all its fullness, in partnership with churches, organizations, and individuals from various parts of the world. You can see the smiling face of a person affected by leprosy, though he completely lost his fingers. All fingers he lost. Our values, compassion, justice, integrity, inclusion, humility. You can see the couple of people affected by leprosy, and you can see their smiling face. Though they suffered from the leprosy, they did not only suffer from the leprosy, they also suffered from the earthquake also. You might have heard the terrible earthquake in Nepal, and the backside background you can see the devastated house of that couple. Thanks to Lord, we are able to build new house for them. The leprosy mission has built new house for them. You can see our values, inclusion, humility. You can see my photograph also there. So it was just after the 2 days of the terrible earthquake hit Nepal. So at that time, I came to know that a person affected by leprosy lost his wife. So knowing that, we went there to meet that person. Actually, it was not easy to go there. It was far and it was in the hilly side, hilly region, and also the earthquake was hitting continuously. So it was very, very difficult, and we went there and he explained us that at that time when earthquake hit, he was just outside the house and his wife was inside the house preparing the meal for the family. And at that time, immediately the earthquake hit, and at that time he called his wife, "Come out, come out." But his wife couldn't come out. She died there. So he has two sons, and very interesting thing is that before the earthquake, he tried to find a girl for his son. Due to the stigma, he couldn't find a girl for his son. So after he has a very good and new house, leprosy mission built him a house, and in that community he was the first one to build such kind of beautiful house, first man, so that after the earthquake he was able to marry his son. Very good news. We can see the leprosy mission Nepal's strategic location, and we can see the red arrows there, where, and the map of Nepal, and red arrows where leprosy mission Nepal has been working. We can see map of Nepal, leprosy situation in Nepal, and the red color is the most endemic areas of leprosy, and the blue one is less, and the white one zero. You can see the beautiful picture of Anandaban Leprosy Hospital, where I got my new life, where I had treatment. We can see the outpatient department there in Anandaban Leprosy Hospital. Wherever I go, I like this very much. That's why I take with me. So, in the notice board of the first entrance of the Anandaban Hospital, there is written most important visitors. People affected by leprosy are the most important visitors in our premises. They are not dependent on us. We are dependent on them. Service to them is purpose of our work. They are not outsiders to our service. They are part of it. We are not doing them favor by serving them, they are giving us opportunity to do so. So it has been written and that is there. So I always appreciate this. Surgery, doing some surgery work there in Anandaban Hospital. As I mentioned you that I am the president of IDEA Nepal. And this is the building recently, 2 years before, Leprosy Mission Nepal, they bought that building, and some clinical work operate from that building. Very good news is that Leprosy Mission Nepal has provided freely, without paying, one flat of that building. So the star you can see in the third floor, that is our office, IDEA Nepal's office. So master plan of Anandaban Leprosy Hospital. So after the earthquake also hit Anandaban Hospital also, many houses were collapsed, damaged, and this is the master plan 10 years master plan of Anandapur Leprosy Hospital. So after completion of this project, I think that the hospital will be a very well equipped and very good building will be there. Government, all level commitment, we can see the government people, the senior staff of the Leprosy Mission Nepal. Transmission of leprosy, exposure to undiagnosed cases, lack of nutrition and access to clean water, toilet. You can see the women is having medicine, that is a preventive treatment, prophylaxis, that is called prophylaxis, and it has started only, it is in the practice, not whole Nepal, in some districts we have provided such kind of medicine. Laboratory, lab of the Leprosy Mission, Anandavan Hospital, diagnostic test, so you can see in the picture, and leprosy campaigns, community awareness program, we celebrate International All Leprosy Day. Recently, we celebrated All Leprosy Day also. Poverty elimination, so that we can see the smiling faces of the people affected by leprosy. They are so happy. We can see people affected by leprosy, especially women, working in the field. Contact tracing, screening. Yeah, contact tracing, finding the leprosy affected, young children. So community leprosy skills. It is very important that many community people, they do not know about leprosy. So Leprosy Mission Nepal, go to the countryside, community and aware the people. Training and government and community volunteers. This is also, government people are also, they are not very much well known about leprosy. So Leprosy Mission provide the training for them as well as to the community volunteers. Widespread community awareness, this is very essential. You can see the picture of a woman there, which shows stigma still exists. Her name is Neera Devi Sahani. Her age 25 years old. She received treatment. She discriminated from neighbors and brother-in-law, and she attempted suicide by jumping off the roof of the house. But she only injury was to her leg. She didn't die. When notified the district health office, initiated a leprosy awareness program in her village. During the program, 4 more people came forward as leprosy affected people and hiding the illness due to the stigma. So stigma still exists there. Then change in family and community attitude, you know, later on, community attitude they changed. Working to overcome stigma, you can see somewhere wearing red, that is me, and first, second, third, we all are the members of Idea Nepal, you can see in the line, and we celebrated March 11, which is very near, in a grand way, not only in Nepal, in all the countries where IDEA has branches. So in Nepal, we celebrate, we invite government people, media persons, health workers, different people, general people, we invite to participate in our program. And the program is conducted in 2 ways. First, Peace Rally Procession. They hold the banners, placards, and they walk in the street. And second, the program, the rally is changed into the formal program. And at that time, we invite ministers. Last year, we invited Health Minister, was the chief guest. This year, most probably, we are inviting Prime Minister of Nepal as a chief guest, because if such kind of personalities, ministers, they come as the guest, then that will have a profound impact in all, right? And that the news spread so fast, so that's why we are planning to invite the Prime Minister of Nepal. So this is very interesting event. So you can see the photograph of the staff of the Leprosy Mission Nepal. Thank you very much for listening and giving me this wonderful opportunity. Thank you so much.